The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, live from Rome, just sending my best to you listening. Thanks so much for listening to Joe and to Al this morning on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us on the show. I'll be back next week, and we're having a great time. You know, we're doing the whole Perillo tour, which is great. You got to go next time. But I have to say this, and then I want to chat with the fellas, if I may. But everybody's so nice. You know, and everybody on the trip, we know everybody. We got South Carolina here. We got Indiana here. We got all people from all over the country who happen to listen to the morning show. I guess they stream the show, you know, around the country. So now they're all with us on the trip, and they're great. And I have some friends that have actually come along. So we're doing great. Everybody went to the Coliseum today. Now you're going to check. They're going to do a whole trip to the Coliseum. I am, as we speak, in my hotel room, ironing my tuxedo shirt for the show tonight, because I am.
Oh, Joey, not beyond Bennett. The people.
Yeah, not beyond the people. You got. I swear to goodness gracious. Is there someone, Al Gattulo, ironing my shirt? No.
There? Of course not. Prego.
Giovanna, excuse me. Vieni qua. Vieni, iron my shirt, please. No.
Come se dice, iron?
Yeah. Como se dice Joey Benefit? That's what I want to say. Yeah. I said, man, I'm like, I got my tuxedo. I got to tell you, it's such a great family. You guys would love it. And Steve Perillo and the family put together the best people. And so now there's a bunch of press that want to talk to me before we do my little show tonight.
Oh.
And I said, yeah, let's just do it. Then. So I know it'll be time again. And the girls are great. I'm having a blast. I have Allie with me and Olivia with me, and they are just the best. But man, if I see one more Italian guy looking at my daughters, I say, I'm the watchman now. I'm the bodyguard, baby. Let me tell you something right now. You know,
well, that's
the Italian guys. Listen, baby, awesome. Yeah, Al, the Italian guys are great. They go like this. They come up, and I can feel them around because I'm a dad and I'm very, very conscious of that. And then they fade back a little bit. They go, wait a minute. You know, then they let the girls walk by. So Olivia's so innocent. I'm going like, I'll just try to keep Allie particularly from running away with some guy from Italy. You know,
But you're having a good time.
You know what? I got to tell you, the people are great. The schedule is great. I stayed back. They all went. Everybody went to the Coliseum,
right?
And, which is great. And then we went out to dinner last night. We all went out to dinner last night. And then they had like an Italian singing group with a guitar. Lights are hanging. The lights are hanging. You know, from it looked kind of like a vineyard. And I got to tell you, Perillo. Everybody says, geez, you know, the Perillo family did such a great job with this trip. And then I go over, talk with everybody, and it's like the family. So, Al, I think you might be a little impatient going to, you know, but I think
I would be on vacation. Why would I be impatient?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's 10 days. Yeah. That's a beautiful time.
I think Joe, I think we got to get Sibilia going here next time. Joe,
really?
Next time.
Well, and then tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, you guys are at the Vatican tomorrow, correct?
We are. Do you know what? I do a 2 o'clock show and a 4 o'clock show. And
nice.
And,
very exciting.
No. Hey, Pope, how are you? Good to
see
you.
Your Eminence, keep it short. You know, less is more. What do you think? I'm sure that goes over well.
I have the greatest souvenir from there.
Do my pitch about homilies?
Yeah.
About homilies? Yeah.
Yeah, your Eminence, your Eminence. 3 minutes. That's it. In, out. You get everybody in and out. You get more people in because it's not as long. What do you think?
I met Joe Piscopo today. He said to keep it short. No more. We're going to do
a whole deep dive into the Vatican and the Sistine Chapel. The girls are excited about that. I'm going to just take a tour around. I see the Trevi Fountain and the Spanish Steps and everything today with the girls. But we're going to some. I thought, hey, guy, between us, I thought it was just like, hey, Joe's in a hotel ballroom. You know, I'm going to do my set. But Steve's got us. It's like Monte Mateo. It's like this place on top of a soccer stadium. I said,
Oh wow.
I know.
But the show is just for the people that are on the trip, correct? There isn't going to be any outside people.
Yeah, exactly. Just exclusive for everybody. And you talk to these. This is the thing. And I know you guys are doing the news. And by the way, shout out to all of our friends in Florida who listen. Hopefully they'll be okay, you know. But you hear all the negativity, but everybody's so nice. They're so nice. They listen to the show. Debbie is great. Debbie's the ambassador, you know. Mm-hmm. And she's so, so sweet, and everybody loves Debbie. And then, and Kara is here with the whole family.
Right. Yes. Kara's great.
So they all know, so everybody could not be nicer. And I know, and I listen to the different stories of everybody who came in. And when we're on the plane coming out, you know, there were a couple of gals that they all came out together. And one gal said, what a sweetheart. She goes, you know, I work every morning. I listen to you every single morning, and I've never been to Italy. I said, well, you're going now, and then come on, let's have a great time. So it's a real, real celebration, and it's really,
awesome.
Really sweet.
That is
I got to tell you, you guys know it. We talk about it, that the audience that's kind enough to listen, I'm not patronizing. The best, they're the best in the world. They get it. They're nice. They're grounded. They love this country. Mm-hmm. And so we're having a good time. We're going to do more of these. You know what's so interesting, guys? I look out my hotel room right now in Rome, and it is a beautiful American embassy. The embassy is so beautiful that they got all these guards out there. So I feel kind of safe. I mean, I need to worry about it, but you know, right. Every piece of architecture, everything about Rome is fascinating, you know. And then we have Paolo is our host, and then Marco is a host. We have a couple of buses, so we're going around, and they give you a breakdown in the history. And even I'm interested out. You know what I mean?
Right.
I failed history in high school, but I said, this is great. And then this is the best. You ready for this one?
Sure.
Only me, guys,
mm-hmm.
Under the category, only me. So we got all the luggage in. Everybody's in. We all settle in. And anyway, by the way, you listen to Joe on the radio from Rome with Al and Joey Sib. And I appreciate you checking in. So now there was a bag that Olivia said, oh, I lost one bag. I said, was it an important bag? I mean, what'd you have? Well, I had my heart medicine in it. So she had the heart medicine because she's got to take. I know after her ablation thing. And by the way, she's doing great. Thank you very much. Thank God she's doing great. Heart medicine. So I go, wait, you lost the heart medicine? And who wants to call mom and tell her that? You know?
Oh, no. Well, what happened?
Mom will be flying to
Italy. Wait. So what happened? Did we get it back or it's still gone?
You know what? I thought I saw it. We saw those. The guides. They're tour guides, but they're beyond that. They are just your real ambassadors. Marco and Paolo had it, found it, knew where it was. They told me, don't worry about it. We got this. I know where it is. Boom. They got it.
Oh, that's great. Thank heavens.
Right.
Wow, that's
great.
Yeah. I said, oh, man. It's like that. It's usual drama.
Yeah. But you know what you got to do? You got to get those Apple tags and put it in the bag so you can track the bag.
Ooh, dude, you mean the way they steal cars, you mean?
Well, this is, so real quick, I'll tell you the story. My friend lives in Jersey City. Yeah. She had just put an Apple tag in her Jeep, brand new Jeep. She's only had it maybe 60 days, 90 days, tops. She had just put an Apple tag in there because they're very small and you can hide them, right? And what the thieves do now is they know where the tracking systems are in the cars. They cut them when they steal the cars. She goes out at 3 o'clock in the morning, goes to hit a remote starter, doesn't hear the car. The car's gone. It's on its way to Newark Airport. She calls the cops. They track the car with the Apple tag. They find it behind a container, about to get put on a container and shipped out of the country. They found the car and they got it back for her.
What kind of car was it?
A brand new Jeep, one of these new Jeeps. She had it all custom made, souped up,
the
whole thing.
Night, I saw that Jeep.
If it wasn't for this little Apple tag that she had in the Jeep, Her car would have been gone, sold for parts somewhere in the world, you know, across the world.
They ship it out of the country. That's amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, can I put one of those on myself?
Yes.
Just in case.
Yes. So you track Joe Piscopo.
Slow down a little bit.
Right.
Where's Dad?
Right.
Where's Dad? Get the apple tag.
It's like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Where in the world is Joe Piscopo? There you go.
I said, hey, but it's great. So we're off to, we're going to Pompeii tomorrow.
Nice.
And then Sorrento. And I didn't tell you guys, but Joey, my big boy's meeting up. So we're excited about that. Yeah.
Awesome.
And we're going to converge on Padre Pio and the whole Pio Foundation and Luciano Lamanarca put together a whole, and everybody's excited about that. We're going to visit Pietralcina, and then I'll go to Avellino and Prato La Sera around there. You know, it's going to go by fast, but I got to tell you, next time, if you're listening, we want you to go with us. This is a great celebration, and I give a shout out to Jerry Crowley, our boss, who put this whole thing together, puts me with Al. We bring Joey Sebelia in and Debbie, and we created this family. And then as we go, now we're international going around. It's a beautiful thing. So I always tell you every morning as you listen, you see all that negativity, everything that's wrong. We're bad. You're bad. They call us names. It's not like that at all. We really are at a beautiful time. We just have to embrace it. And the Italians are great and warm. And every meal that you have here, Albert, every meal on the plane, like a gourmet meal, you can't believe.
Wow.
On the ITA, the old Alitalia.
Right.
It's now called ITA. I'm eating the pasta and I ate the pasta, Al.
Good. You need to eat some nice food that's actually cooked right, not burnt and tasteless. And
now,
you know.
I'm curious to know, has there been a Valerie Bertinelli sighting yet? I remember she was supposed to be in Italy.
Is she over there now?
Well, no. I remember you were talking to her. She was supposed to be over in Italy or something, but I didn't know if maybe she
I don't think she's there
I'll
at the same time as Joe.
How do you say hey in Italian?
I mean, I think that's it.
So it's all great, but I miss you guys and
miss you too, Joe.
I'll roll in, I think, on the 6th, on the air on the 7th, and then we go right into Columbus Day.
Yep.
And then we go right into, we're going to broadcast from the Columbus Citizens Foundation on Monday, on Columbus Day itself. We're going to do the parade. We're doing the parade on Channel 7 with Kenny Rosato and the great one and only Maria Bartiromo. And Joe, Maria says she's going to jump on the air with us.
Excellent.
The 7th,
yes, okay? I'm coordinating that.
Yeah, thank you. So it's all good. But guys, I got to tell you, we built a beautiful thing here. You know, we have fun and we get the news out. And I know it's crazy sometimes, but it's a beautiful thing. So we appreciate it. But I'll keep checking in with you.
Great.
And I'll let you know about the show. Stay tuned tomorrow. I'll check it. Let you know how the show went and, you know, how all the interviews went. But
sounds good.
I've got to tell you, we're having a blast. You guys got to come over next time. All right.
All right.
You got to get over here.
Sounds good, Joe. Thanks so much.
Enjoy yourself.
Right, enjoy.
Guys, send the best. Thank you. All right, guys. Ciao, ciao.
I'll talk to you
tomorrow.
All right.
Arrivederci.
That's Joe Piscopo, live from Italy, pressing his shirt. Pretty good.
Much different in Italy than it is here.
Yeah, it's true. That's a good point. Hey, real quick before we take a break, we're going to have Hillary Kramer on to talk about mortgage rates nearing 7% here in the United States and the Dow entering a bear market. And what should you do if you're holding stocks right now? Story out of NJ.com. Apparently, the Garden State Parkway is going no more cash. You're not going to be able to pay cash the tolls. They are going to go all electronic using your Easy Pass. The Turnpike may still have an option for cash tolling. Here's the problem that I have, and I mentioned this last week to Joe with Easy Pass. I am fighting Easy Pass over a toll that they say that I didn't pay when I actually paid it because of their electronic tolling system. Their electronic tolling system is flawed. It doesn't work properly. It needs to be fixed, and it's something that needs to be addressed. I love that it's going to go all, you know, cashless, and that it should make it easier. People shouldn't have to slow down for toll booths, et cetera, et cetera. But I have a major problem if the same company that was monitoring electronic tolling, they're saying that a company in, I'm trying to see, where is this company? TransCore, which is based out of... Where is this? Based out of Nashville to design, install, maintain, and run the electronic toll collection system for 8 years. So if they're going to get rid of the other company, Conduit, which has an office in Florham Park, then I'm for it. Let's see what happens. But I'm a little just skeptical of the electronic tolling system on the Garden State.
Similarly Parkway. Frustrating is within New York City, if you take public transit like I do, they have the new Omni system that they've been installing on the subways, the buses, and they're getting ready to switch exclusively to Omni.
Right, now, more MetroCard.
Right now, it doesn't do me much good because if there is a way for me to take my commuter benefit and use that with Omni, I can't figure it out. I've tried hooking up my card, but it hasn't worked so that I can, you know, just tap
Why don't you just run the MetroCard out and just switch to the other system?
Well, see, I just keep putting on the MetroCard, but I don't think there is a way to hook up my commuter benefits account with Omni yet. So they have to figure that out.
There has to be.
It would be great, by the way, because if you take Omni, I think if you ride a certain number of times, it might be 12, I'm not 100% sure, but if you ride a certain number of times within the span of a week, for the rest of the week, your rides are free after that.
Yeah, there should be a way to do it.
There's got to be a way. If anybody can figure that out, please call in 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. I give out the number for the callers Al loves so much. So
yeah. Well, I'll make no secret of that. Anyway, Hillary Kramer's going to join us next. We're going to talk about mortgage rates nearing 7%, the Dow entering a bear market. But first up on the Joe Piscopo Show here on AM 970, The Answer at 821, it's time for some traffic with Susie Cerrone.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies for now, double nickels, 55. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side is in effect. Heavy delays on the Bell Parkway westbound Sunrise Highway to Lefferts Boulevard. That's about a 30-minute travel time, 45 at the inbound George upper level, 30 at the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 40. Holland's still your best bet. It's 25 minutes from the Turnpike approach, 30 minutes from the 1 and 9 approach. A car carrier fire on 17 northbound at Crescent Avenue and Upper Saddle River. Two lanes are out, 78 eastbound at exit 26, a left lane accident. The stall on the Parkway northbound at 150 is gone and everything is open. We never recovered on the thruway southbound from overnight road work and an incident. The thruway southbound is slow from north of 14A right across the Tappan Zee into Westchester. Your forecast: sun this morning, clouds this afternoon with a high of 71. Partly cloudy tonight, 54 in the city. Thursday, sunny at 68. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You know I love performing at the Saccone Theater at Bergen Community College in Paramus, so I'm bringing my band and heading back there on Friday, October 21st, for an unbelievable show. A lot of comedy, some stories, a great tribute to Mr. Sinatra. This is a night you can't miss. It begins at 6 p.m. in a luxury tent right in front of the theater with a full dinner complete with signature dishes from Frank Sinatra's favorite restaurant, Patsy's, and owner and chef Sal Scagnamillo. You know what's really great? We'll be raising money for scholarships at Bergen Community College, a great school. You get valet parking, dinner, wine, the show, everything for one unbelievable price, $125. The Saccone Theater's an intimate venue that will sell out fast, so get your tickets now at tickets.bergen.edu. That's tickets.bergen.edu. Tickets.bergen.edu or call 201-447-7428. I'll see you there.
Today, it's Wellness Wednesday on Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, the whole fruit and vegetable capsule delivering your maximum nutrition in every dose. 100% whole food nutrition with the taste, smell, and color of pure fruits and veggies, as nature intended just for you. Try them now and see for yourself. 35% off and free shipping. Call now, 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. And don't miss Wellness Wednesday tonight at 7 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
If you live in New York, pay close attention, please. If your loved one needs home care benefits, the law governing New York is scheduled to change January 1st, 2023. This is important enough to repeat. Please listen carefully. If your loved one needs home care benefits, the law governing New York is scheduled to change January 1st, 2023. All 2023 financial transactions 30 months prior to application for benefits will be scrutinized and subject to penalty periods, including gifts to family members. Financial transfers must be made and benefits applications must be submitted before December 31st to ensure eligibility and protect your assets. The time to plan is now. Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, are experts in this area and can help you get in under the deadline. But you must start the process as soon as possible before the start of December to complete by the end of the year. Call Connors and Sullivan today. Don't delay. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500.
Brandon Tatum. Tonight at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer, Al Gattulo and Joe Sibilia sitting in for Joe until he gets back from Italy next week. He'll be back, I believe he's back like Thursday, very late Thursday, so he'll be back on the air next Friday, which is the 6th or the 7th of October. I don't even remember at this point. The days are just blending into one after the other, but he did check in with us today as to what is going on in Italy. They're heading to the Vatican tomorrow, and then they're also heading to Pompeii at one point by the end of this week as he was ironing his shirt, preparing for his little show tonight for the people on the Perillo tour.
More than a little show, very big show.
Yeah, very big show.
Ed Sullivan would say.
Hey, listen, that's a big deal, which, by the way, Ed Sullivan's birthday would have been today.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
How interesting.
But up next now, we've got some issues going on, obviously, in the stock market. If you've seen the stock market, it has been a seesaw ride for the last couple of months. It has been down over the last several weeks. And it's people, you know, you have to ride it out here. But also, from the real estate front, house prices seem to be stabilizing, but mortgages are going through the roof. To sort all of this out, Hillary Kramer, one of Wall Street's most successful equity analysts and investment managers, joins us here on the Joe Piscopo Show. Hillary, it's Al Gattulo and Joe Sibilia. Good morning.
Hello, Al. Hello, Joe. It's great to be here, unfortunately, under circumstances where the stock market and the mortgage market are looking pretty gloomy.
Yeah, and let's dive into the home market first, Hillary. If I'm a first-time home buyer, or maybe I'm looking to move out of my current situation and moving into another house at some point, what do homeowners need to know now that mortgage rates are nearing 7%?
It is a buyer's market instead of a seller's market. That's what you need to know. When we check prices of actual homes, what we have seen is drops are lowering of at least 15 to 20%, which was unheard of even 6 months ago.
Right.
That is significant. So if you want to buy, this is the time, and don't be ashamed. Don't let a real estate broker like bully you into thinking that there are other buyers out there, because the buyers have disappeared. I checked today, Homedale, New Jersey, small, beautiful town. Most of you know it. Mm-hmm. 72 homes for sale. 72. A year ago, if there were 10 homes for sale. So that's the key there. Also, almost everyone has equity in their homes. You didn't need to live in your home very long to have made lots of money. And even if you are a homeowner and selling, not only do you have equity, but you're still making money even if you drop the price. So everyone's happy. But the important thing here is that mortgages, yes, they're hovering at 7%. They actually hit officially 7.08%, but then some, depending if they're conforming, non-conforming, yes, are just a dash below 7%.
Right.
But the issue here is, are we going to 8% next? In 2 weeks, we went from 6% to 7%. But here's a daunting statistic. This is incredible, Al and Joe. 200,000 people became real estate agents during the first 2 years of the pandemic. 200,000.
Wow.
Loan originators as a career, people who originate loans, grew 31% from January 2020 to the end of 2021. But the other side of it is that jobs grew 315,000 just in August alone. So you know, there's two sides to every equation. And we have to remember that that our government, under President Trump, he needed to do what he had to do, and it worked. He saved our economy. We were on the brink of disaster, but it meant that money had to be given out fast. So people who needed it got it. People unemployed got it.
Right.
But the problem was 845,000 people really scammed the system. And that was almost $1 trillion. But there was nothing we could do. And so that's really what's going on
here is that
money was given out.
Right. And I think and you're right, Hillary. And I think that the fact that there wasn't a sort of a due process of checking some of these people to find out whether or not the money that they really needed from the PPP was actually legitimate or wasn't. I know there was a story that there were a number of people in Florida who were opening up farms and needing PPP money, and they were getting it without any oversight whatsoever, which is not necessarily a good thing. But let's say that I don't want to invest in the stock market right now because of the ups and downs and and all the different swings. Let's say I want to invest in property and land, because everybody says, oh, land, it's always something that's going to make you money. Should people invest in properties now as opposed to investing in the stock market?
And it's time to invest in the stock market. I've been waiting for this moment, and I know the answer that you might have been expecting and looking for is property. And yet, in the long run, here I am, a stock guru who's been on Wall Street forever, and so much of my wealth came from real estate. So I can say it really did.
Right.
When I look and I reflect back, it's real estate. But at this moment in time, you can finally buy stocks like 3M, MMM, and get a 5.4% dividend yield. 3M, are not just sticky notes, but it's all the materials for the hospitals. It's adhesive. It's a secondary market for automotive parts. This is the time that you can go in and you can buy PNC Bank at 4.1% dividend yield. PNC is a phenomenal bank waiting for that opportunity. For me, I'm going to be buying Goldman Sachs today. I have been waiting to buy Goldman Sachs. And finally, I have my opening for it. And so, it is a time for investing. If instead you want to do real estate, it's a good time for real estate because there are going to be so many bargains. And many of the investors who got cute are going to be squeezed out of this market.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually bought because it was your time to buy and this was your big opportunity to go into something bigger and better, which is always the thing to do, always, no matter who you are, always aim for bigger and better when you buy the home you're going to live in.
Right.
But if you decided to be, an investor and try to buy up the houses on the street, no, you can walk in if you want to live in one of those homes and you can buy a great deal. Okay. So I'm looking at Goldman Sachs here. Let's jump back to the stock market for a minute. The dividend yield, Goldman Sachs, is 3.5%. That's what your dividend yield is. And the stock is at $291. It's been as high as $425, just in the past 18 months. And so this is really the time you want to be buying those kinds of companies. This is what Warren Buffett always talks about. When there's blood in the street, that's when you should be buying. He's been buying a company, AXTA, Industrial Coatings. Everyone knows Warren. So Warren Buffett, he loves paint. It's very interesting. He's always been into paint. And Exalta, it's called Exalta Coating Systems. And you have these kind of companies out there that are just incredible values. And you can invest like the pros, finally. And then other companies like Teva Pharmaceuticals, which is at $7. $7. Teva Pharmaceuticals is the largest generic drug maker in the entire world. It was established in 1905 when the first Jews went to Palestine and weren't allowed to buy any pharmaceuticals. They said, okay, we're just going to break all the rules and we're just going to make all these drugs generically. And since then, Teva has grown. In 2017, Teva was $65, now $7. And it's really finally in a position where we could see Teva really take off. So really think about investing. This is your chance to invest, and everyone should also understand that we could be seeing something like 2007, 2008 in terms of real estate. But the important thing is, it wasn't the fact that real estate values dropped in 2007, actually to 2009, that was the problem. Mm-hmm. The problem was something we don't have today, which is that the banks were basically selling homes that they knew buyers could never afford to keep, and then they were buying insurance from counterparties, betting that those people would lose their homes.
Hillary, I want to jump in here for 1 second.
Yes.
This is Joe Sibilia speaking, by the way, on the Joe Piscopo Show, regards to real estate and housing. We hear about people buying, single family homes. No matter what the current state of the market, is it always a good idea, if you have the opportunity, let's just say hypothetically, I have a windfall of money, I inherit, I win the lottery, whatever. Is it always a good idea to buy a multifamily home, or if I can afford it, an apartment building, and rent that out and get that income that way? Is that always a good investment to make if you have the opportunity?
Yes, bingo, absolutely. My late husband, NYPD lieutenant, came from nothing, and he did it all by buying two family homes, not three family, but the two family homes, and letting those basement apartments pay the mortgage, and then letting time take care of itself. And the underlying value of these homes rose, as well as the fact that he didn't have any carrying costs with them. I highly, highly recommend that everyone thinks about the two-family home. You have to make sure the zoning is there. Many towns have tried to do away with the zoning, so therefore there's even more value. And then the way that immigration has worked, right? Let's talk about the tapestry of this amazing country we're in. This amazing country has a culture now of many, many, many people who have come here bring their in-laws and have in-laws live with them and stay with them, whereas I don't think we had that even 100 years ago. Now we have it. So a two-family home has value either because you rent out that basement apartment or that top-floor apartment, or it has value because the family comes multi-generationally. And I'm not just talking about one or two or three different cultures. I'm talking, pretty much the predominant face of immigration today is to have a senior of some sort living in your home. Or let's do it the opposite way, which is the statistics of the college graduate who then goes back and stays home, or who never leaves home, who goes to college and commutes and stays living at home. I would say that is just standard now. How many people I know in the New York area just live at home and go to Baruch or Fordham, right, or so, CCN?
So Hillary, I don't mean to cut you off, but we're running out of time here. So what you're saying here is that it's a good investment if you do have some income that's coming in, whether it's through an inheritance or something like that, that to look into buying a two-family home for a longer-term investment you have that money.
Yeah.
Great.
And I went over that so much, because you have to understand that Joe hit a point that is so important, and sort of it's right in front of you. Do it, buy it, and you can really enjoy a home ownership.
Understood. All right, we have to leave it there. Hillary Kramer, thanks so much for joining us on the Joe Piscopo Show today. We really appreciate it. She is one of Wall Street's most successful equity analysts and investment managers. Coming up next, though, Eric Hastings, we're going to talk about Biden's push to eliminate hidden fees in air travel and some other stuff going on with air travel, obviously with people getting out of Hurricane Ian's path in Florida. Eric has done a lot of traveling, and maybe you can give us some tips on that as well. As what's the secret of getting out? Is it getting out early, getting out late? What can you do there? But first, on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, the answer, it's time for some news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
56 degrees and sunny at 8:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Federal officials are unveiling a $52 billion flood protection plan for the New York Harbor region. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers issued the 569-page report over the weekend. The plan calls for a massive system of movable seawalls and storm surge gates designed to protect New York City and surrounding areas from devastating flooding like that experienced with 2012 Superstorm Sandy. If approved by federal, state, and local officials, the Army Corps estimates construction on the project would begin sometime in the year 2030. In sports, the Yankees, American League East champions, the Bronx Bombers topped the Blue Jays 5-2 in Toronto to clinch the division. Aaron Judge still at 60 home runs. He went 0-for-1 with 4 walks. Mets dropping their series opener to the Marlins 6-4 at Citi Field. And with the Braves winning last night, both teams are now tied atop the National League East. And this sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Sunny skies, and it's 55 now in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Traffic at the George Washington Bridge, inbound upper level is 45 minutes. It's 30 for the lower. The Lincoln is 40. Holland, your better bet, 25 from the Turnpike, 35 from 1 and 9. We've had this accident on the LIE westbound after Little Neck Parkway since 5:20 this morning. It still has the right lane out. And in Upper Saddle River, 17 northbound at Crescent Avenue, 3 right lanes are blocked. That's a car carrier fire. Forget about 17 northbound through the area. Horrible on the thruway southbound. You've got delays from exit 14 right across the Tappan Zee into Westchester, but everything is open. Checking your forecast for today, some sun now, some clouds this afternoon. No rain, the high today, 71. Tonight, partly cloudy and 54. Thursday, sunny and 68. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Pfizer. Charging a cell phone can be like getting a booster shot. A booster is given to enhance or restore protection after a primary series vaccination, which wanes over time. Schedule an appointment when you're eligible. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes have made for us. Heroes like Mario Nelson. After 9/11, Mario helped with the recovery efforts at Ground Zero. That experience motivated him to enlist in the U.S. Army. He deployed to Iraq and was 2 months from coming home when he was killed in action at the age of 26. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. Thanks to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, his wife and daughter received a mortgage-free home. Your kindness, your generosity brought them financial stability and peace of mind when they needed it most. For some families, the foundation brings that comfort of knowing they can stay in the home where they made memories with their loved ones. For other families, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1054. 800-987-1054. That's 800-987-1054.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Who doesn't love a great dry-aged ribeye steak or a scrumptious, juicy leg of lamb? You know, cooked to perfection the way a fine restaurant serves it. You can't seem to match that great flavor of a fine restaurant steak at home, can you? Well, now you can. It starts with the quality of the cut. The answer is clear. Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors, operating in the New York, New Jersey area, supplying fine restaurants for 100 years. LaFreda supplies over 1,600 fine restaurants daily with flawless perfection. LaFreda serves the country's best chefs and restaurants. You can now have all the same cuts of beef, pork, and poultry delivered directly to your home from an iconic meat purveyor operating since 1922. Visit them at LaFreda.com and try America's best meat, LaFreda.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
.844 on the Joe Piscopo Show here on AM 970, The Answer. Al Gattulo and Joe Sibilia sitting in for Joe, who is in Italy and will be there until next week, enjoying a wonderful Perillo tour. Now, earlier this week, the White House came out with basically, I mean, it was sort of a statement saying that they wanted airlines to disclose or eliminate their hidden fees that are in air travel. And it's sort of my understanding that the fees were always there and transparent. It's that people just don't look. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. But to talk about this and give us some insight on this, who person who travels quite a great deal, Eric Hastings, the Emmy Award-winning television personality and host of Beyond Your Backyard, seen on PBS, the Create Channel, and video on demand. Eric, welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show. How are you, man?
Thank you for having me. I'm fantastic. How you doing?
I'm good. So, Eric, the Biden administration wants to require disclosure of hidden airline fees. How many travelers do you think are caught off guard by this when they're booking their trip?
Well, that's a hard question to answer, because how many travelers, like you just noted, actually looked for these fees? I'm not sure these fees were all that hidden, but I think it gets to a core issue, which is the nickel and diming.
Right.
And I think consumers feel like the airlines nickel and dime them. But consumers, myself included, we'd love to have our cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we'd like to have low, 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 low prices, and then have everything included with those low prices.
Right, right, right.
That's what we want, right?
Right.
Like, wouldn't you? I do. But
no, 100%.
But the airlines have said, no, why don't we move to a model where you just pay for what you want? You want more leg room? No problem. You want a different cabin of service? You want to get something to eat? You want to check a bag? We're going to charge you for those things.
Right.
But if you don't want those things, we won't.
Okay. I mean, that it is fairly simple. I think it's just a misconception. Then again, the president probably hasn't had to fly commercial for, you know, quite some time, right? So, you know, he doesn't know.
Yes, well, that's very true. Now, of course, that's terribly unfair, and you know I love to make fun of our president. But, you know, it is true. And again, I think people remember the average person, you know, takes one to one and a half to two vacations a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, the airline industry changes with consumer demand. So people dip in and they see what's going on with the airline business. And sometimes they don't like what they see. Sometimes
right.
they do. But the airline business changes, because remember, think of these seats as rotting fruit.
Right. If they don't sell them. There's a problem. They lose money. So I totally understand that.
Well, and that's the other thing. People say, oh, the greedy airlines. The greedy airlines are owned by shareholders.
Right.
That would be us.
Right. So they want to make money. They want to make money.
They want to make a profit. Right.
But Eric, real quick, you know, air travel has become more expensive. Obviously, during the pandemic, stuff was stifled and you couldn't get around. And then all of a sudden, there were a lot of these cheap flights because a lot of people weren't flying as the restrictions and everything else. But now all of a sudden, air travel is becoming much more expensive to get to destinations. Is that from fuel costs, or is that the airlines just deciding, hey, you know what, we know that more people are coming back, it's time to raise those prices?
Look, I'm sure there's a little bit of that, of course. But remember, there's no airline loyalty out there. Remember that people, for the most part, the expectation is, yeah, we're going to go from A to B without the thing crashing. And guess what? Airlines, they do, for the most part. And so they switch from Delta to American to United for a dollar because they can. Imagine having your pricing put on a grid available 24/7, 365, with everything that you sell put on a grid with your competitors, knowing that the guys will move. They'll go for, I'll go on United for, $2.99 as opposed to $2.98. Or whatever.
Right, right. And
now, I want to jump in here, Eric. This is Joe Sibilia, the lowly producer. And I wanted to know, I don't travel that much. I, quite frankly, don't have the means to take extravagant vacations. But when I do...
Well, you're a radio producer. What are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. I guess you may know from firsthand experience at some point. But when I do go on vacation, maybe I go down to Atlantic City for a weekend around New Year's time. And when I stay at a hotel, the hotel itself may not be that expensive face value, but much like the airlines, there are all these resort fees that I have to pay.
Yeah.
First of all, what perspective can you offer on the resort fees that are inflicted upon us in places like Atlantic City and Las Vegas? And also, what do you suggest as the travel guy, someone like myself who doesn't have the means to take an expensive vacation, do if I want to go take some sort of a vacation? Where do you recommend I go?
All right, well, those are three questions you asked me. What do we have, 15 minutes left in this segment?
Sure, why not?
I got you. Well, number one, resort fees have everything to do with bed tax and how much money the hotels have to give back to the state. So, it's a funny little thing they do with those resort fees. And nobody likes resort fees. They all hate them. So look for resorts that don't have resort fees.
I didn't know those exist.
They do. Oh, they absolutely do. And that's the other thing is, I'm not a big planner. I'm not, I'm not huge on, spending the next 19 months planning my vacation. But a little bit of planning goes a long way. So you can find the resort companies that don't have a resort fee or that have a lower resort fee or have a promotion where they will waive their resort fee. So you have to look around because there is choice and there is competition out there. The other thing that I would tell you to do is there's probably more places that you would like to go. You just don't know they exist. So get a map out and draw a 6-hour concentric circle around your house and start looking within those 6 hours because you can drive somewhere in 6 hours without killing yourself.
Excellent advice.
That's a pretty decent. But look around. Look in a direction and then get familiar with the airport that's closest to you. That's the other thing that I have a feeling you don't know about a lot of the low-cost carriers, a lot of the other carriers that exist out there. You do a little research and find out that, wow, there's a lot more nonstop flights. Here in New York, we have the greatest air service in the world here with these three airports and then others that we have access to like Philly or Stewart or whatever. But look around. Look at places like Allegiant. Look for JetBlue locations. Look at their places, and you'll find there are a lot more places out there that you would like to go if you put a little effort into it.
Shop, shop, shop. That is the key when you're traveling. Mm-hmm. Eric Hastings, thanks so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it. We'd love to have you back on again. At some point, talk more about travel. Good talking to you, buddy.
Good talking to you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. We've got to leave it there. We've got some traffic, though, on the roads. Susie Cerone's going to give us all that, and we're going to get an update on the weather coming up on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies, and it's 55 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. 3 hours and counting, we've had this accident in Queens on the LIE westbound just after the Little Neck Parkway. It's in the right lane. Heavy delays from Searing Town Road. And then it's 20 minutes on the LIE westbound heading into Casino Boulevard. Inbound George, it's 45 for the upper. It's 30 at the lower. The Lincoln is 40. Holland's still your best bet about 30 minutes from either approach. A car carrier fire in Upper Saddle River, 17 northbound at Crescent Avenue. Three lanes are out. Heavy delays with that. Stick with the Parkway northbound instead. The thruway southbound, just horrible. We've got delays From exit 14 to and across the Tappan Zee Bridge from earlier incidents, everything is open on the thruway. And a problem in Ossining, we've had an accident, a stall, and a car fire, three separate incidents. Avoid 9A South and by 134. Stick with the Taconic instead. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, we just had our annual client cruise, and what a great event. And it always is, right? It's a fantastic time because we always charter the Atlantis Yacht with Captain Fred and New York Cruises. Captain Fred and the New York Cruises staff go above and beyond with every detail, and our clients love it. And if you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, there's no other way to go than with New York Cruises for an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Picturesque New York City skyline views, gourmet food, bar menu. What's not to love? Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, bar mitzvah, birthday, retirement party, anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. You will love Captain Fred. 212-633-1231. That's 633-1231. Or visit newyorkcruises.com and see how Captain Fred and his first-class yacht crew will make your special occasion an unforgettable day. That's newyorkcruises.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, love telling you about folks like Sandra in Minnesota. She's been dealing with back pain for years. And you know how cold it gets in Minnesota, right? Well, seems like the cold only makes the pain worse. But Sandra heard about 100% drug-free Relief Factor on the radio, decided to try it. And even though she doubted it, it worked. And she loves it, and she's out of pain. Same thing happened with me. Matter of fact, I'm taking Relief Factor as we speak, taking my first package of the day, you know, little packet of the day. I love being able to tell you that hundreds of thousands of others have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% have gone on to order more. So we want you to be out of pain. And your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. You go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. It's 800-4-RELIEF. Or go to, please, get yourself out of pain by going to ReliefFactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
There's a hurricane spinning right around, round in the Gulf of Mexico right now, and we've got weather here in the New York City area. Tell us all about it. Jeff Nordine from the AccuWeather Desk. Jeff, how are you this morning?
I will do the best I can with that little pun you threw in there right away with that song. I guess that was a good choice of music there, Joe. It's going to be a pretty good next couple of days in New York. We're looking for sunshine, a few clouds maybe in the afternoon. The high going to be 70, which is around average. And then tonight, 54 with a partly cloudy sky. The next couple of days, tomorrow and Friday, remain partly sunny. Cooler, though, 67 for the high. And then as we get to the weekend, there is a little bit of uncertainty with what's going to happen. However, our latest track of Ian actually does get up to New York, including Jersey as well. So we're going to really keep an eye on how that pans out because it could bring some very heavy rainfall.
Yeah, and we certainly need the rainfall. Thank you so much, Jeff, but we don't need as much of it in a short period of time, and that is the big deal. Jeff, thanks so much. We really do appreciate it. From the AccuWeather Desk, Hurricane Ian expected to make landfall at some point this afternoon on the west coast of Florida, and then a slow crawl across the state for almost a day and a half before it gets out on Friday and then pushing up the eastern seaboard. It's a big one, and you know, you got to batten down the hatches. I'm reading reports of friends all over Facebook that live down in Florida that they're trying to just, you know, hang in there. It's going to be tough. And the next 48, 72 hours is going to be very rough for people in Florida. Coming up next hour, Vito Fisella, the borough president of Staten Island, and Russ Salzburg talking sports right here on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970 The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.